Okay, it's 12:32, back in session here. When we left, we had finished the discussion. We had a roundtable discussion of what everybody's thoughts were, and then we discussed the rule that set it up where we actually, for research purposes, could use marijuana in a medical research project. So that's kind of where we're at right now. Ed, do you want to talk about what you were talking about right when we closed?
For purposes of discussion, I'm prepared to offer a motion at this stage and see get us to discuss some things. I am going to move that the Board of Pharmacy recommend that the legislature reclassify marijuana to Class 2 with the recommendation that the legislature form a task force composed of various disciplines, including but not limited to a representative of a seriously ill patient, representative of law enforcement.
Can you slow down?
Yeah.
You got slow down. Back. Okay. Where, how far are you?
Back to the, with the condition the legislature forms a task force.
Force composed of various disciplines, including but not limited to a representative of a seriously ill patient, a representative of law enforcement, a representative of the Attorney General Office. Perhaps somebody can help me. I put down a representative of an HIV organization. If somebody has a specific, I would be perfectly open to a friendly. A person living with a seriously with a serious illness. A person living with a serious illness on the task force. A representative of palliative care, in other words, hospice. A representative of the Board of Pharmacy and the Board of Medicine. Two, make a recommendation to the legislature as to the administration of a medical marijuana program.
Say that last sentence again.
The purpose of the task force would be to make a recommendation back to the legislature as to the administration of a medical marijuana program.
To open it up for discussion, I'll second that motion. My thoughts would include basically those people that you talked about over lunch here at the table. I was making a list, and I think you covered most of the list. I would add somebody from a substance abuse background, and I think your AIDS then can be taken care of by a physician caring for AIDS patients, a specialist in that field.
And I accept that as a friendly amendment.
I would like to make a friendly amendment that you include someone from a state nurse practitioner organization.
Sure. That's, I would accept it. And I did put down including but not limited to.
Yeah, I think that's very good because there may be other people out there.
Right.
See.
Right.
I'm sure.
Other
organizations will be represented as well.
Well, I think that this is an excellent effort to deal with a concern that everyone on this board have, but also many other people in terms of how, in fact, would this be handled? How would it be established, distributed, monitored, all those things. So, good motion.
And your purpose for changing it to class, recommending the change to class 2 is more research.
For research and, you know, this board to take a look at any recommendations.
It would allow that group, that task force that you're putting together to actually accomplish something. They don't need to come back and ask for a ready now kind of thing. It would basically potentially launch it from here.
legally, us rescheduling marijuana to C2 allows a doctor to actually write a prescription for that product, and that's all now. If it's a C2 drug to be dispensed the way the current law is the doctor has to write a prescription. It has to be a handwritten prescription for a patient. Medical marijuana laws have changed that in that the doctor doesn't write for the prescription. He recommends. So that's what that board is going to be doing. They're going to be looking at what is going to exempt the doctors from being liable. Right now, all we're doing is reclassifying.
I thought that doctors could not prescribe. All they could do is recommend because of the federal law.
That's what I just said, yes.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Any further discussion by the board?
I have a question. Now that as I think through this, do we need to, is that sufficient as it was read, to reclassify to class 2 with the recommendation to establish a task force? Do we want to put something in there and limit the class 2 for research purposes or just leave it open? Just a thought. I want to throw it out before we get...
I think we leave it on the back of that task force.
task force to make those decisions.
Do we need to do anything in terms of sort of what the charge is of the task force, or is that implicit?
Didn't you say administering a medical...
Yeah, I said that they would...
They would get to the recommendation board. Okay.
They would recommend back to the legislature their recommendations for administration of any programs.
I want to provide them some direction, but not...
And I think that in itself would be self-limiting. They have a very narrow scope.
I would recommend that you qualify, because most of the time they don't use the term task force, but maybe say something like a task force or committee.
Okay.
Just, you know, just because
whatever
that's,
makes it
that's
as
the
clear
type
as possible,
of thing they usually
yeah.
do.
This way, too, since the Board of Pharmacy will be having a representation on that, we as a board then can formulate our ideas to recommend to that committee what our feelings are in detail of how that program should run without us being the ones that are actually having to be the administrators of the program.
All those stakeholders are going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All those stakeholders are going
yes,
to be
exactly.
doing that.
Yes, exactly.
At the risk of being nitpicky, I'd better change that to just nursing representative. I wouldn't want the Board of Nursing to be left out since I'm still licensed. Yes.
And I think the legislature could add any number of people yeah. that they want because of the way we've worded it. So. Okay, motion has been...
Do you want the motion reread?
Probably
yes,
should.
Please. That's a good idea.
See what you got written on.
See if this sounds anything like what you said. Motion to recommend to the legislature rescheduling of marijuana to Schedule 2. Rescheduling of marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 2. With the recommendation that the legislature form a task force or committee comprised of various disciplines, including but not limited to a representative of a seriously ill patient, a representative of law enforcement, a representative of the Attorney General's office, a representative of an HIV organization or a doctor caring for AIDS patients, a nursing representative, a substance abuse treatment representative, a person living with a serious illness, a hospice or palliative care representative, a representative of the Iowa Board of Pharmacy, a representative of the Iowa Board of Medicine, for the purpose of recommending back to the legislature as to the administration of a medical marijuana program.
I see. If I didn't say it, I meant board of nursing.
Oh, board of nursing?
Yeah, board of nursing.
I guess I jumped.
Right, well.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That way the three boards.
You can stick your practitioners in there. Sometimes they forget it.
The word in between the first recommendation and the second recommendation, we recommend that we change the schedule and then recommend that we set up the committee. Should there be some kind of thing that we recommend this? In order for that to happen, right. This has to happen rather than.
Yeah, good point. Yes.
Isn't that yeah. Kind of what you meant, Ed?
Yeah, Scott, how do we get those to travel as a pair?
Well, initially I had written condition, but you could say with the further recommendation.
With the further recommendation, does that tie? Because they really do want it to be tied together.
That's good.
Further recommend? Is that good enough? Okay. Further recommend that with this classification change, this occur. Okay. Is everybody ready to vote? Do a roll call vote.
Alphabetical starting there. That's right.
Ah.
What
are you doing to me?
I don't think that's alphabetical, though.
She's giving me a break.
A, D. Oh, no. Okay, wait. Mark.
Well, he usually votes last anyway.
I'm the tiebreaker.
Yeah. So.
We'll start off with Mark. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. That'll be what will be reported to the papers and the legislature. So.
Can we clap now?
I guess.
I always surprise me.
Okay.
Do you have any interest in doing some explanation of why? I mean, articulating in a document that would go to the legislature, your reasons, your thinking. I know that's a lot of work, but...
Well, I was thinking that when we were doing... We as a board then could talk and give... Yeah.
Oh,
Before we give it...
I think we should, yeah.
We should probably turn that over to the legislature. You know. Or do you mean now, as we're making
not
this...
Not right now, but, you know, when just getting that information...
No, that's what I meant when I said the board is going to be...
Okay.
I think we should definitely...
I think that the amount of the discussion, the exchange, the amount of research done to provide us with the materials, I think it would be a shame not to really ground the recommendation in that. And if I can make one comment, I would especially like to express my appreciation, and I think the whole board, of the incredible operation specifically directed to the staff of the Board of Pharmacy. These people are extremely busy, they work very hard, and assuming without any complaint, this whole next level of having the hearings, gathering all this information, they were quite exceptional. I know it's very stylish to knock state employees. I would like to point out that the state employees are performing above and beyond any level of expectation of good work. And this applies to all of them. It has been an amazing experience. No question that I had was ever dismissed. They always worked very hard. They did an excellent job of gathering the information, and the sheer physical process of getting it all duplicated and mailed, and you don't quite know the joy of Christmas Eve, the mailman coming with the box.
We forgot the ribbon.
But I really do want to commend the staff. They have done it.
Yes, here.
Motion to adjourn?
Yay.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn.
Thank you.
God bless every one of you.